The Bush administration has taken a controversial approach to the information it's sharing about itself during the war on terrorism. Attorney General John Ashcroft has restricted access to certain information on the grounds of national security. Jane Kirtley is a media ethics and law professor at the University of Minnesota. She says Ashcroft was wrong to put new limits on the Freedom of Information Act in the name of national security.
It's sending a signal to government agencies that if they wish to withhold information, the Justice Department will defend them. And, you know, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of Freedom of Information Act decisions from courts ranging from district courts all the way up to the Supreme Court that have provided some kind of justification or pretext for withholding virtually every document in the possession of government. So it would be very easy to defend almost any attempt to withhold any information. And if the Justice Department is going to do that, that means that requesters are going to have a terrible time trying to pry information loose.
Presumably, the administration believes that Al-Qaeda terrorists will use the Freedom of Information Act to get useful information that would assist their terrorism.
There are apocryphal tales going back to, frankly, the Reagan administration about operatives for foreign powers using the FOI for the purpose of getting classified information, but they've never been demonstrated to be true. The important thing to remember about all this is that there is an exemption under the Freedom of Information Act for national security. It's been in place forever. But it applies to information that is already properly classified, that has gone through the classification scheme.
Now, what's happening with the Presidential Records Act?
Well, this is the other unfortunate thing. I mean, we've got close to 70,000 documents from President Reagan's administration that should have been released in January of 2001 that have been withheld by the Bush administration. Under a new directive that the president has issued, which essentially is holding up the release on the grounds that each president should be able to make a determination about what will be released. And not only that, but that former presidents will have the right to demand that their documents be withheld even if the incumbent would release them. Now, there was a lawsuit filed at the end of November by a number of public interest groups to challenge this order. And then, interestingly enough, at the beginning of January, the Bush administration announced it was going to release about 8,000 pages from the Reagan presidency, I suspect in an attempt to try to forestall any kind of formal hearing on this case. The message, again, is very clear that this administration wishes to use executive privilege to overcome what I think was a very sound policy passed by Congress to require the release of presidential records 12 years after the president has gone out of office.
How does the president justify this?
Protecting national security. He cites national security repeatedly in the order, which I think is extremely disingenuous, given that, again, if he's got documents that were properly classified, they would not be subject to release.
Can Congress do anything about an attorney general's memo or an executive order from the president?
Well, as far as the AG memo is concerned, I think that the best that we can hope for there is some vigorous oversight from the congressional committees that do have oversight over freedom of information. As far as the president's executive order is concerned, I think that the solution, if there is one, probably will rest in litigation. But, of course, Congress would always have the ability to pass another law if they chose to do so. It would turn into a very interesting battle of separation of powers and ultimately, I suspect, would end up being resolved by the courts one way or the other.
I guess the administration feels good about its high approval ratings right now.
Well, they do. And one of the most frustrating things for me as an advocate of openness in the face of the September 11th terror is that I've heard so many people say, the government's telling us too much now. We don't want to know all of the information that they're putting out. You know, the videotapes being released, details about lapses in national security all over the country. It's making a lot of people very frightened. And I think the tendency when you're frightened is to develop this sort of bunker mentality. Tell me about it when it's over. You know, let me know when we can declare victory, but don't tell me how we got there. That, to me, is irresponsible at any time, but in times of national crisis, it can really lead to tragedy. My concern is the administration is indeed riding on the swell of public approval and using that as a justification to engage in really unprecedented secrecy.
Jane Kirtley is a professor of media ethics and law at the University of Minnesota School of Journalism and Mass Communication.